Well, last week, the comics and his workers, Darrell definitely has, maybe there's a chizik, there's a serious. Darrell will come to a lot of things that we don't do the rest of the year. It's a change he's definitely felt. In the Kriya Hashpah, the primitive control they don't have on the rest of the year. I'm trying to open up a little bit, it seems the Baya is El Bayaz. It's a limited time. It's a time where we're machlit, okay. We're gonna act midasai. That's the design of the L. Because as I was like, but that's not really where you want to be. But we hold where we are, we have an Emes of Shaykhs too. And the Emes guy comes out that it's not really us. But even that we said, the L is much more similar to experience, an out of body experience. And an inner body experience. It's more like going to a Shana place where you know you're going to be for a given time. Over there, you dress up. You act, you taste, not that you're trying to fake. You're not trying to fake anyone out. You're being toyim something. You're being noihig at a given hoga. It's not really me. The emes. It's not what's being all supposed to be. Ill. The M is a unit of Alila Doyi. This is a person supposed to come to Rikzu Zich. That's real, the real Sharish of El. A person's supposed to feel like he's coming. Mom, he's coming to Rikzu Zich. You can give it seer a little bit. It's not exactly what do you. Historically, you have to know exactly what went on there. The Gadol, the Musig and Kalyasol, the history of the Moranos, that they. On the outside, they had to fear the chigoyim. On the outside, they had to fear the chigoyim. But that's them. They wanted to be yidden. I don't know what ended up developing the ma'aseh from the rabbis. B'shur shadavar. That's them. They wanted to be yidden. So chmein when they were behalten and they went to Shabbos table and they went. Shabbos they were coming back to where they were supposed to be. There was an opportunity for a person to come back to where he's supposed to be. That's supposed to be our El. The El, our El, is supposed to be an opportunity. The Be'etzim, where Taka, your Ani, the emissary, your Ani, is more, comes to the fore more, is this Ur more, and you get to taste who you really are. But even that El is supposed to resonate in us. Just for many of those who don't know English, just like me, also. Resonate means when something stims, something emotional in the person. I heard a song come on. He had a new song, he hadn't heard it for 15, 20 years. All of a sudden he hears it. It resonates with him. All of a sudden he hears a song, he's at a shaver box and he hears a song. He doesn't remember. He feels what's happening. It resonates means something from the outside, it stims or something from the inside because it's there's an inside. Elul is supposed to resonate with your mitzvahs. And we have a problem, and it's not like that. We started speaking about last week what the problem is, the shurish of a problem is. The bechlal teren avoyda bayos is not really by our egen erotzen. I'm going to try to marchiv a little bit in this sugya. This problem. The el b'frat, avoyda shem bechlal. And as we're doing this, be'etzem we're going to be being meniach, the shurashim be'etzem, for avoyda shem tshuva also. It's going to help us mehemshech ha-chodesh and avodas ha-tshuva. Try to learn up a little bit b'chlal the yachas of the Yitzhara to us, the Yitzhara, the tichlulis of the Yitzhara. And how Itak accomplishes this idea that Avodas Hashem is an outer and external thing to us that we're trying to get into, but it's not us. It's about what's the Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Elojim says, Nefesh HaChaim, that there's a chilek otzim. There's a hevgel otzim that happened before Chet Chodom Arishon and after Chet Chodom Arishon. With the entire yachas of the Yitzhara to the Mesh. Read out over here. Shal Pervov and Agob. Talk to Chaim Elojim. Koydim Chet Chodom Arishon, Oya Odom Yosher Lagamri. Kol Rak Misidrei Koychis HaKadusha Levad. Chol Hon Yonav Ayukulam Yisharim Kedoshim Umuzuchachim. Toiv Goma. The Mesh Mitzaratzmai, Odom Arishon, Odom. It was kula yosher, kula toyev, kula mezuchach. Lishum iru v'venetiyah letzar hefeklal. Mitzidoy, he didn't have any inclination l'ra. V'koyche sarah yo'oyimdim letzad. V'inyim b'fnei atzman. They were isolated. Chutz mimenu, they were external. V'yabal b'chira likoneis al koyche sarah chas v'shom. Very much margish, avadi had b'chira, but the b'chira was b'chinas to be into the koyche sarah. This is a member of the clear. He's beer, but that's not an Isaac now. Shaim says that he had Bechira, a person would have a Shaila, maybe someone's Mefatim to jump into the Eish. He had Bechira, but it was Bechinas that the Yetzahara was Oymen Mechutza. When the Yetzahara wanted to shepherd, with other Marishan. You would have to come like a mesis and like diach. You would have to come somebody who's enticing you from the outside to do something as enticing. Like a mashuata. Noch lechait, you go on a mapecha. Shayetzer hamafates odom hu betoicha odom atzer. That's a portion. Noch lechait, the Yetzer is a reinen mensch. ומסתמל לאודם שהוא עצמו הוא הרויצה ונמשך לעשה סאובם או ישו אחר חוץ ממנו ואין איזה סויף נהיה תרחי משהו תראה אבטר לחי תלם הראשון יתוהר אינטר אינטו עס כן חוץ תויך לאודם מות הספור עם כדי שם כל there was an era of the koich is a toiv ha-ra, the ra is nis'ari b'teichein what does this mean? What does this mean on a void of the kalel? Hechur there to the Yitzhar is b'chutz, the Yitzhar is b'fnim Do Yitzhar, what's the chilek is b'chutz, he b'fnim. What does it mean in an avoidedic level? The Yitzhar is b'fnim. So we're going to touch up the B'chaim Lozhan Mechviz. The best of the Yitzhar. So we're going to make up B'chaim Lozhan Mechviz. Two chazals. Just the Hemshach. What B'chaim Lozhan is telling that the Yitzhar now is b'fnim. We're in Sukkah, the Sukkah. We're going to Sukkah from the Yitzhar. Sukkah. What are the names? What are the seven names of the Yitzhara? Cool. Tzvoin. Pasuk in Yiril state, there's a Tzvoini Archik Me'aleichem. Why is the Yitzhara called Tzvoin? It's not the Gemara. There's a Tzvoini Archik Me'aleichem Ze Yitzhara Shetzofun Ve'oimli B'libo Yishalob Tzofun V'loshen Tzofun Seder Night Tzofun Hidden Tzofun Ve'oimli B'libo Yishalob The Yitzhara hides himself. Nishtel sechavek. Believe in Shalom. Betoich alib in Shalom. That's why it's called Tzvoini. This is Kanira part of the Malchus of the Yitzhara. That's one of his names. On the day is Zogdrova Amarova. Same gang, Zogdrova. Based on the Pasuk in Shmuel. Betchila, the Pasuk refers to the Yitzhara. Korei Haloch. Ulbsoiv Korei Reach. Ulbsoiv Korei Yish. Zogdrova, there's a gradual progress of the Yitzhara, how he enters into the person. Originally, he's a haloch. Haloch, Rashi explains, passes through the throughway. He doesn't even stop. He passes through. However, he's going through. He's gate a duch. Tzveitin is the second madrega. He's in a reich. Rashi says a reich means ready. He sleeps over by the night. He stops up in the motel for a night. He parks himself a little bit. Ubsoif kore ish. Zok Rashi ish means a balabai. There's the man. He becomes man. He parks himself. That's it, he takes over. This is all the Bechina that the Yitzhar is standing with him. What does it mean he's with him? What does it mean? Talk about this in Meredith. if you misboin in tif arayin in akoyichas hanefesh. So our life is made up. Our life is made up of a constant mulchama bein atoyv and ara. Bein atoyv and ara, that's our life. Smag, smag, and akdom is marach in the chilat tradition of mention of malach. Constant is a constant. And ba'oyif and kamat, many times you could hear two voices that are surrounding you, going back and forth. Should you give it to your wife or shouldn't you give it to your wife? She debashed the guy next to you, was making too much noise, saying this stupid slur. No, give him some room. Talk to Tesla. If you dig deep down, you see that the kol of the yitz around, the kol of the yitz of life is difficult. Let's look at more emotional. Guy's sleeping late. Last night he got back, who knows? It's 2 o'clock. We can't get up. Alarm clock comes, knocks it down. Okay. Coming close because my Krishna. All of a sudden the Kailas will start coming up. The Gof is saying, I can't move. Can't get out of bed. Then he hears a call that's sad and says, no. It's my Krishna, the Eberste Vart. The Melech Vart. It's my Krishna, Shachas. And the Eitzer says, I can't move, and also, if I get up now, I'm not going to have that first good for Seder also. But Chulei, the gun said, the back and show. So the Tessa, listen good. The Yetzer Hara and the Klichas of Guf always talk to you in a Lashon of first person. And the Yetzer Toiv always talks to you in Lashon, second, Guf Shein, second person. Doik V'tishkach, anyone who comes out different, tell me. Listen good. When you want to continue to sleep, the Kohen inside you says, I can't move. I need another 2 hours. When he's telling you to get up for Shacharis, Lashon Yud, you gotta get up for Shacharis. You don't say, I want to get up for Shacharis, I want to get up for Yishma. You gotta get up for Shacharis. When my wife does that, I want to kill her. What do you mean? It's your wife. He's a connector. You should listen to her. I want to kill her. You should listen to her. The coil of the Eitz Hara is the Guf Rishon. It's you. The Lashon Nefesh Chayim. It's Mizdama that it's you. It's I. It's an Eig and a Zach. The Dover Toiv, that's as if your Mashkiach is coming to you. The Kansas Mashkiach is coming, telling you, so you gotta get up, maybe you gotta get up for Shachris. You gotta come to davening. You gotta come to Seder. It sounds like a small chilek. There's no Shaykhis between the two things. It's Kirchhoik and Yisroch Mimar. When someone does something egin, when there's something egin, that's part of you, that's you! That's you with the God's Gansky! When something else is coming, someone else is trying to tell you to do something, that's the rochin, that's a cold voice, it's not a piece of voice. You! This is the story of our life. You roll up for a Seder, you're pulling out the sugi, a bit of a get, you start handling. Kavusha tells you, Yehudi, you gotta get into it, get involved! Get involved! You have to go to a restaurant, pull up the entry coat, and you start the steak, and your wife says, no, Yehudi, get involved! No, get involved in the steak! The steak, you really should remove it in the steak before. Get involved, you don't get involved. You got something in the steak. The steak is all right. The sugi is you. Get involved! Come now, it's back in the bowl. This is our life. This is what it means that the Yetzer Hara is Orion in the mesh. The Yetzer Hara goes Orion in the mesh. And he's mizdame as if he's you. But there's a big deer in the Nefesh HaChayim. He's mizdame as if he's you. This is the falshka that the Yetzer Hara is where he chaps us. Because Kol Zman he's speaking Balosh and I. And we really misdie with that. And we have this identity crisis. Called identity crisis. And we think that's us. But then again, we lost the battle. It's not impossible. There's this Hesa voice inside of us that's telling us this is what we want. And then there's another voice that's coming from the outside. But we have to call the Yetzer Hara for the cheater that he is. And it's so rochik and true. The Yetzer Hara is trying to the Koyach the Yetzer Hara, Hu HaMalach, HaMoves, Hu HaYetzer Hara, HaSotan, is one matter in life, kill us, to hurt us. And this is his Iker Tachbulah. His Iker Tachbulah, his Iker Kerech Nitzochen is when he gave that Gita Rai in the mansion. Because Kozman, it's you. Even if right now, it could be seem like a Shver Zachar, but this is me, what's kind of taught? But we have to call the Yitzhara. Call him out, we have to call him out. And this is the story of our life. And this is what El was about. El was about making a little bit of movement on this sugya of the Yitzhara, how much the Yitzhara is a part of us. Who is the real us? Who is the real us? Is the real us the one who wants what's good for us, madness? Or is the real us the one that's pulling us all kinds of ways? That's luring us away from the heaven of Levana. The Yitzhara, her, the Emes is a mafate. He's someone coming from the outside. He's not someone coming from the inside, he's coming from the outside. If my son has a friend in yeshiva who's coming to entice him with an iPhone, it's a different thing than my son has an iPhone himself. It's an Andrazach. It's an Andrazach. That's the Yitzhara. He's coming to entice you from the outside of her name. He's misdamed to you that if it's you. But these are the thoughts that we have to have during Yellow. We have to make a cheshon which we don't stop all year round and think about what's our life about really. Who is the real us? Tell you a small maisa. Again, it's a simple story, and the simple stories bring out. It's the story of our life. It's a very simple story. It's the story of our life. I said all this maisa a few times. Once heard from the mechanech, a maisa, how he was mechanech's daughter. Also a brilliant piece in chinuch. His daughter comes home one day. She's fiddling around the house, bumpering the house, nothing to do. 8-year-old, second grader. And her older sister says, all of a sudden, she looks out the window in the chutzah, she says, I see Tirza over there. She's playing in the chutzah, she's playing on herself. Who's Tirza? Tirza is the Nebuch of the class, that class of the man. Nebuch of the class, travel today. Tirza, Vada. So, she's the Nebuch of the class. No one wants to play with her. So, this girl, we'll call her Rechely, let's say. So, her older sister says, you see Tirza over there, you're not doing anything anyways, go play. She says, eh. I don't have time for Tirza, eh? I'm fine. So, the father chaps the moment and he says, okay, I'm chanach my daughter this one. Calls over and he says, okay, listen, you're not doing anything anyways, so go play with him. Hey, back and forth, he starts telling her, listen, telling you, I know you don't want her right now, but you don't know how good you're going to feel after you go play with him. You don't know how good you're going to feel after. She's fighting back and forth. Finally, her father said, she listens, she goes down. She goes, plays, sure enough, they stop playing jump rope, whatever they're playing, an hour and a half, 2 hours. No, she's playing, comes back. Taka comes with a smile from ear to ear, only an 8-year-old could smile. Comes back and the father says, "No, you feel good." Yeah, unbelievable. He says, "You know what? Okay, I'm so proud of you. I'm going to give you chocolate. I never give a chocolate during the week." Pulls out in his Israeli house. He pulls out a piece of chocolate. Takes out a quarter of the piece of chocolate. Gives him. Gives her a quarter of the piece of chocolate. Oh, she's not happy. She goes and runs to the room. Whatever. 10 minutes later, she's back. I'm happy. I want more chocolate. She happy. Okay. He gives her another half a piece of chocolate, quarter piece of chocolate. 10 minutes later, the same thing. 10 minutes later, same thing. Finishes the whole bar. She comes back a fifth time. Let a new bar. Chaps stops and says, "Wait 1 second." He says, "Why are you asking me the chocolate? I already gave you 4 times." He says, "No, I want more." He says, "I just gave you 10 minutes ago a piece of chocolate. Why? Why do you want?" She says, "There's an enigma. That's finished. The chocolate's finished. It's finished now. I don't feel it." He says, "Okay, listen, let me ask you something. Remember you told me how good you felt an hour ago when you came back playing the third. Do you still feel that good feeling yet?" She answers, "Yeah. I still feel good." He says, "What's the difference? It's a chocolate I gave you 10 minutes ago. That you did an hour ago. What's the chilek? Do you still feel good for you?" So she said, and I'll say it in Halashim, in Halashim. She said, "Believe well. Young kid can decipher in such a basic thing and put it in own words." She said, "Chelik is ze balev, ze lo balev." The good feeling I had from playing with somebody I didn't want to play, making somebody else feel good, was in my heart. Chocolate's not in my heart. That's what she said. What did she mean? This is the way I like. there are things that fill us up. There are things that give us satisfaction because they're real and they're emistic. And there are things that megara us and pull us at the moment. They last for nothing, the most stupid, trivial things in life. They don't add and they don't end up anywhere. When you're 7 and 8, it's chocolates. As we get older, the stakes get a lot more, and we have a different chocolates in life. The Tzahara, a whole life, and unfortunately it's much more karev to our life, like we said, that's when Ani screams out. It screams out for the chocolates in life. But we have to sit back and we have to think, and we have to try to maybe also remember our experiences in life where we felt that, like this girl. But we saw that this was the real us, this is where we grew from. We have to make a cheshbon in life. Just recently, again, this is I could say a million stories of her. Again and again, he chaps us, shara bocher. And sometimes, when someone comes and asks me a question, I have to ask the question. It seems so foolish, he's embarrassed of the question, but it's a question, it's a sad story of a life. The bocher comes up, classic shaiva. She stay another man in yeshiva. She go back to America today. What's the shaiva? Again, I always hear a shaiva feed. The bocher asks the shaiva. The bocher, but the nusach of the bocher. It's clearer to me. My shaiva's gonna have a good man. I'm gonna have a good man. I'm gonna steig. He's steiging. He feels changed tremendously since he was in yeshiva in America. He's been here for a year and a half. Once he stays a man, he's sure he's gonna steig. He's sure he's gonna steig. The shaiva is he's gonna be able to handle. Why? Why? Because his friends went back, and he knows that if they're going to get engaged, when he's in this tobiya, he's going to feel bad. So what's going on over here? So I started going, what's going on over here? It's the shayla. For my ruchnius, the etzem, for me feeling even good about myself, it's a borrow for me, it's the best thing to be bad. But we have a mida in our heart called kina kovet. It's a trivial thing that drives us from sugar, that's moitzi adam in oilam, that if he's going to be, and it happens to be his friends, his close friends are going to get engaged. It's going to drive him to sugar. So he has a great shiloh here. Look at us. This is our life. This is the thought. We have to think about it now. The Yetzirah chaps us. He shafts us. He kills us. He robs us. That feeling about his friend and being jealous of friends is more curved to his lave. And the whole feeling of having a good man, he's clear, 100%, he'll learn 1,000 times better. His life will change for another's man in the mirror. His life will change. His ruchni is life is going to change. However, this is what we have to think about, Daniel. Who is really the real self? Let me theorize. Spoke about a little bit to get our choice to help us now. It's not change. Who is our real self? So, we said, now, this gala more the rest of the year. This man, the Yemei Rotzen. Ani L'Doidi. Ani L'Doidi means HaKadosh Baruch. This Doidi is Shir Hashim. We talk about in Shir Hashim, we talk about it's Pasuk in Shir Hashim and Ani L'Doidi. Our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch. Another Pasuk in Shir Hashim, we talk about the Yemei Pesukim. One of the more famous Pesukim. Pasuk state. Ani yeshein avli bi'er kol doidi doifek pischimi. Ani yeshein avli bi'er kol doidi doifek pischimi. What does it mean, kol doidi doifek pischimi? The Eibush to that doidi, he's knocking. Open up. He's asking us to let us in. If anyone tell me where that voice is, where that knocking, where that knocking, they don't want to hear where that door knocking is. They don't hear whatever. They don't yell. Chayyot louder. First of all, what does it say? What does that voice say? The famous Chazal. What does the voice Pischili? Oh my Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Bonai Pischili Pesach Echad Shel Tshuva Kechuda Shel Machav Ani Beseich Chem Psochen Shiyavel Zekan Yisrael. You open for me a small hole. The size of an oven, you know. I open for you a huge Pesach, parallel. A huge wagon could go through. Huge wagon. But again, where is this voice opening up? This voice that's pleading with us. Open up, where is it? Dachsech, you learn at the Pasuk, learn in the Medrash over here, Shmuch HaChazai. It's a Hemshech of the Rish of the Pasuk. Ani Yishein of Ali Bi'er called Oidi Deivik. Vaizdus. Ali Bi'er is able to heal called Oidi Deivik. Ani Yishein is Shein, a person who doesn't have garbage. He's dead. Ali Bi'er is able to heal the called Oidi Deivik. What is the Ali Bi'er? There's a name of the Kamerish over here. Ani Yishein of Ali Bi'er, did you ever think about it? I don't think about anything. But if you ever thought about when you sleep. It's an amazing thing. When you sleep, come on. The organs in your body are in a matzah of sleep. They cannot function like they regularly function when they sleep in your brain. You know, sleeping, but even though it is still working, but it's not working the same way when it's once awake. However, the one aver that there's absolutely no shinui between that aver when you're awake and you're sleeping is the heart. The heart has to pump. Mamish, non-stop, the same way. It's a pump. Shtein posik ani yishein avali b'yer. The Klal Yisrael and Golas, that's what our readers and Golas is in a matzah where roiv of their metzias is sleeping. Dead. But there's an akuda penis in Klal Yisrael, lidoy air that's pumping, get the boy. I don't come and hug and hug. Chazal v'gantz Rishim, I'm not going to go into the whole medrash. Ani yishena mi beis hamikdash, v'li bi'er labotik nesias l'tfilis. Chazal talk about how in Golas we're dead to a lot of things. In beis hamikdash, we totally have no feeling to the loss of beis hamikdash. But we still, it's mizbate, there's an expression to leave Aaron beis hamikdash. Well, about the whole medrash. Of the seifa medrash. The medrash ends off with the meridik, a medrash pleaded. The medrash ends off a whole regime of different things that Klal Yisrael is sleeping on one hand, and in one dimension they're still awake in the penimius. And the Medrash says the following, Ani yeshena min agulo v'liboy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu er l'galei. Tell me the Medrash. Klal Yisrael is sleeping, the Reish, I understand, we're sleeping for the Gula. No one's waiting for the Gula. They're happy where they are. No one's waiting. We're sleeping. V'liboy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu er l'galei. Who's alive? Libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's talking about Libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Pasuk's talking about Libi. It's talking about Libi air. Who's talking about the Libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Medrash fact the Shad. Amr Rabbi Chiyah Rabba. Heichem Letzina Shunik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libi shel Yisrael. There it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Leib of Yisrael. Min hadin kroa dechsev sur levavi vichel ki alakem. Shteita Medrash Meir Yizach. That Libi air is because why tap? Why is our heart still pumping? Why is the nekuda penis is because there's a chibur. That doidi, aniva doidi is right in my heart. The doidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kosher in the nime nafshoi aliyah. And that's the reason why his lady is still there. That's libi air. Libi air is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can hear it, that's the cold doidi doifik. Cold doidi doifik is not knocking from the outside. The Kol Doidi Deifik is where the Eber says it is. But you know why you don't hear it? Because you're Yesheina, Ani Yesheina. What's the Avoida? The Kol Doidi Deifik is shrine Pischili Pesach. What's the Avoida Pischili Pesach? The Avoida Pischili Pesach, the Darkeinu, we're talking about the Avoida we're talking about tonight. The Avoida Pischili Pesach is find the Eberster there. Ani Yesheina means we're living the whole year round. On the outside, we don't see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in our heart. We see stakes in our heart. We see Lashon Hara or Rechilas. We see going the whole day without having one kavon and a brachas. We eat and take everything of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't even makir him. That's Ani Yesheina. And we think that's me. We think that's I. We're not muda. We're not weird b'chlal of Libier. Pischi li pesach hudish amachad means find the Libier. Find, open up. Open up your heart and you'll see, find the Libi air. Find the Kadosh Baruch over there, he's knocking inside. And what does it mean, Ani Eftach Lechem Pesach? The Pesach's not over there, the Pesach's already there. When you find Mitzitcham and your Avoida, if you are Megale, that you have inside you, this Rotzim, this Emes Rotzim to be a good person in life, that's really what you want, that's you. You'll see over there, there's a lot more, there's a Pesach Shalaf, you'll all go to Kronis, you'll all come boy. This is Avoida. When a person's sleeping, he can do anything to him, he doesn't know. Famous Meisler, the sticky Meisler, that the guy was sleeping in the Yeshiva Sukkah, they took him, there wasn't room in the Sukkah, they took him to the fifth floor. And the guy sat in the Sukkah, and then before Shabbat, before the morning, he put him back into the Sukkah. Okay, I had no idea, he went up five floors, five flights. Sleeping, a person could go all over the place. I need a shame of him. All over the place, the Yitzhar takes you all over the place. You don't know where you are, you don't know what's going on. The Yitzhar tells you, you're this, you're that. No shyness. You're shame of him. We have to wake up, leave the air. This is the place, this is the time. This is the time we have to call the Yitzhara. Ishad, tell me who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Alev, and the Yitzhara is in Alev. The Gemara says, Tzvuna is B'li B'Shalom. But who's the real you? Pasha Diak. The Yitzhara is soften in our hearts. Soften means hidden, balden. hidden always means a place that you shouldn't be. That's not where you're supposed to be. Hiding. The Yetzer is not really hard. He's the one who's being misdamed. He's the imposter. The Yetzer is the imposter. The Ebishta is the real thing that are. That's where we want to be. And we know. We learned that on our own skin. We have to wake up in El, and we have to take these sobering, sometimes sobering thoughts, but they're the emes, and that's really the geschmack in our life, if we would make Seder in our life. And we have to be resonate, resonate with us. El is an opportunity to come to Rik Tzuzich. This is what we have to do, this is the void of El, that's the Shem. La'at la'at, the Yitzhar is going to start moving out from our home, he's going to move away out from his parking spot. From his da'a with Daniel, he's going to die to me.
Du wirst mir jetzt alles stolz. Ja.